You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Te Kōki by Ruby Solly. You are on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we have got Ruby in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm very good. I just got into Auckland yesterday, so still acclimatizing to your lovely warm weather.
Oh yeah,
doing good.
Nice humidity going on, but not today. It feels a little bit chillier this morning, so
we're
entering
good.
Winter like everybody else, slowly, slowly.
Yeah, it's like Auckland on a bad day as Wellington on a good day.
In the heat of summer. Heat, yeah. Ruby, it's lovely to have you up here. We're talking about the Auckland Writers Festival and a wonderful series that you've created and curated called Oro, which is going to be, I guess, exploring a combination of sound and poetry and writing and lots of different facets, which kind of sums up many areas of you as a practitioner. For people who aren't hugely familiar with your work, you are a Taonga Pu'oro practitioner, which is pretty incredible. Do you want to tell a little bit to the audience about who and what got you into that sphere?
Yeah, definitely. I was really lucky. I went to a school up at Whakapapa Village called National Park Primary School, and I had a teacher called Maria Kappa, and she played kuo'o in class, and it was a really normalised part of our schooling. And we made kuo'o, which is one of our instruments in Ngā Taonga Pu'oro, and we made puriri hua as well. We had this really funny thing where the boys played puriri hua and some of the girls played kuo'o for some reason, but the boys decorated all their puriri hua and one of them had like a Pokemon pokeball.
<That's>
which
so
kind
good.
Of worked because it was in the teno colours. It was amazing.
Mean. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, and then I kind of stopped when I left that school because there wasn't a lot of access, and obviously you don't see taonga pu'oro every day,
so
the visibility side of it. And then started again at university when I was at jazz school, and then moving into music therapy masters, and I had Al Fraser and Ariana Tikau as mentors, as well as a whole bunch of different taonga pu'oro players around Wellington and Aotearoa.
So taonga pu'oro is, I guess a really reductionist way of looking at it, is it's like traditional Māori instruments, but there's much more to it than that. For people who haven't really heard of this before, how would you kind of describe it, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's a really good start. I kind of prefer to say now that traditional Māori instruments and instruments that are, what's the word I want, descended from those instruments mm-hmm. that have been developed by Māori. So we've got, you know, people are doing some amazing stuff, like Kiel Kass is making some incredible uku instruments that are taonga pūuru, but are also different to what we've seen historically. So it's also kind of a way of playing music as a whole and a way of thinking about music being in tune with the environment and with the self as well as playing musically. Yeah.
And how do you kind of, I guess, like do this sort of work alongside your writing as well, because you are a poet, you've also written a lot of like amazing essays and things. How do you kind of see those two spheres of your practice working together?
I think I'm still figuring that out. I think that for me, being in touch with Te Ao Māori and being kaitahu, I have kind of a lot to draw on. I think it's kind of like having all that knowledge and that kind of history to draw on allows me to use all of that within different art forms and kind of ties everything together and makes everything feel like one world, one kind of kaitahu-based world. I think that's how it is. But also whenever I kind of am working on one thing and have had enough of it, I just move on to another thing. And then I just like circulate between things until everything gets done. And that's worked pretty well for the last 25 years. I mean, it's probably going to stop working eventually, but at the moment it's great.
And you have curated this beautiful series for the Auckland Writers Festival. Tell us a wee bit about what's going on, and also how did you pull these panels and performances together?
I was really honoured to be asked to be the curator Māori for Auckland Writers Festival Waitohi o Tāmaki. So the name of the series is Oro, which is a word for vibration, and one of my mentors in kuia, Hini Wirangi Kohu Morgan, talks about how our first oro, our first sound or vibration, is our own voice. And that kind of makes me think a lot about how kind of words and also music are quite, you know, they belong to the same place. We get a lot of our, we get our language from the birds, which kind of whakapapa back to the stars and that kind of language, and bird song is part of taonga pūuru. So kind of looking at how all of our language can whakapapa back to similar places, but we've got a lot of diversity within that with our own voices. So that was kind of the inspiration for it. And then I just thought really hard about what events my community kind of needed in order to move forward with Māori writing at this point in time. Yeah.
That's really interesting and quite like a, I guess, like a big mantle to pick up as well, to sort of try and work through some of those ideas on a stage like the Writers' Festival. You've got these incredible lineups of people from all sorts of different facets of like Te Ao Māori in terms of writing and performance, music performance as well. Tell us a wee bit about the, I guess, some of the ones like the publishing workshop, I mean, Conversation, for example. What's going on there? Who is going to be in that? It's got some pretty awesome people.
That one I think is one of the most critical ones, and it's one that I think it's amazing for Māori to be there and empowering, and it's also really good for Pākehā to be there to understand kind of the history of Māori writing and reading and why Māori may choose not to publish with a typical publisher. So that event is kind of inspired by this thought that Māori don't typically read, like it's something that we've been told again and again and again, which is really not true. My dad and I are competitive about reading. So I'll be like, how many books have you done this year? And he'll be like, 30. And I'll be like, 80, I win. Huh? But which is awful. But, you know, we have been readers and we have been storytellers for eons.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's about bringing that in and saying that we want to keep autonomy over our work, and looking historically at things like Koru, which is Koru magazine, which was put out by Witty and Patricia and their group. They literally got on a bus and they went around Aotearoa taking Māori literature to the people in all regions when they were younger. And now we've got people like Anahita Gilday, who's printing her own journal, and we have a whole bunch of amazing things. And yeah, Issa Ranapiti as well, so an exciting kind of younger writer. So just to have them talking three generations of like the sovereignty within publishing, within writing, where we can make our own choices and we can reference our own stories without having to explain them to other people first,
yeah,
is going to be, yeah, a really beautiful thing to see.
Absolutely. And you've also got a lineup of amazing musicians who are going to be performing as one of the other events. Tell us a bit about this one as well.
Yeah, this one was a real pleasure for me because this is a series of a lot of pre-recorded music of Tāngata Pūrero tracks, but looking kind of historically at the last, kind of a lot of second generation players and some of the first generation players like Richard Nuns, and picking out tracks of theirs and getting writers to compose pieces to go over the top to kind of combine writing and music in a live show. And I'm really lucky to have Ariana Tikau here with me as well. So we're going to be playing live Tāngata Pūrero behind some of the tracks and over some of the recordings, which is going to be, yeah, really special. And I'm really excited about the show because I just got everybody to write their own piece, and I said, you know, write whatever you want, whatever inspires you over these tracks, and I'll see if it makes the story, which was pretty out there idea. But it really has, and it kind of a lot of kind of manawahine elements and a lot of conversation about language, whether that's about English or Te Reo Māori or the language of music. And yeah, I think there's parts in there that everyone will get something out of it.
What with the like broader scope of Tāngata Pūrero in Aotearoa, what's the kind of like landscape like at the moment? Are there lots of practitioners? Are we seeing a bigger uptake in people kind of getting interested in that sphere? What's kind of happening in that space?
I'd say it's incredibly healthy at the moment, especially if I think I've kind of got some longevity of thinking about it. Like I can think about not seeing things when I was, for example, you know, kind of 6 to 20, not seeing a lot of things around.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the moment it's pretty commonplace. We have a beautiful Tāngata Pūrero scene in Wellington where I can, you know, I can walk out on my deck and I can play a pukaia to a neighbour and they'll play back to me. And
that's awesome.
Which is amazing. You know, that's what decolonisation looks like. It sounds like, really. It's a beautiful thing. But I think we really need more players in general, and we always will. And we need people playing as part of their daily life, as part of their whānau and part of their practices, which is something that I know that Ariana's really passionate about. So it'll be great to have her as part of this modelling that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some incredible stuff that's happening at the Writers Festival. So for maybe people who are listening and this is like piquing their interest a lot, or it's sounding like something that they have been looking for a long time, this could be a really cool kickoff point for people getting interested or deepening their kind of engagement with it. The two events we just talked about briefly for people who are trying to search it up frantically, the one that's going to be a lot of beautiful practitioners performing Tāngata Pūrero and playing over those tracks, that's Ngā Oro Ho? Is that?
Ngā Oro Ho. Like the new Oros.
The new Oros.
The new vibrations.
The new vibrations. That's event 69 if people are scrolling through their program. And then the Tino Ranga Teratanga in publishing event is event 19. You've also got a few other fantastic ones going on. There's Our Full Selves, Tō Mātou Katoa, and there's also Holding the Pen, Te Puri Puri I Te Pene, and those are all under the Oro tag. So if people want to just jump on the website and find all of those, that's the best place to go.
Awesome.
Ruby, thank you so much for coming in this morning. So looking forward to these events at the Writers Festival this weekend, kind of all kicking off tomorrow with the Tino Ranga Teratanga and publishing event, and then stretching through to the weekend. So
that's the one.
Very much looking forward to that. We are going to play some Ricky Gooch and Al Fraser now, two other fantastic practitioners. You've worked with these guys before?
Yeah, we actually did a gig last week in a planetarium, which
fantastic.
Was pretty cool. And they're both playing on Te Karanga o Ngā Whetū, which is a piece I'm doing for Wellington Jazz Festival.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which is going to be great.
This is I Te Rā Ki Te Pō. Thank you so much, Ruby, for coming in this morning.
Cheers.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.